Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. How is everybody doing today? I have missed you guys. I have missed the podcast. Clearly, the super fans have been texting me, asking me, what's going on? What the fuck's going on, Road Rage Randy? And I... 3 weeks. It was a little 3 week hiatus, a little 3 week break, and I apologize, guys. So basically, lots of excuses can come out of this. I just didn't find the time. I 100% could have. I just didn't find the fucking time. So the first week that I missed you guys, I was actually I crashed my fucking thyroid levels again. Fuck! I hit the dock up. I said, yo, I'm falling asleep at 2 o'clock every day. I think my thyroid's messed up. Let's get it checked out. So we checked it out, and then I also made routine changes to my own routine. So what I think happened was I'm supposed to wait 60 to 90 minutes after taking my medicine to drink or eat anything of substance. And well, I've been taking it and then going right out for a run, and some of my runs require me to eat and have ungodly amounts of caffeine. So I think I just fucked up. So, you know, I got it checked out to stay on top of my health, and everything came back about the same. I said, look, doc, basically, I think I just fucked up. I'll see you in October. And he's like, yeah, we'll just keep it on the same dosage. Otherwise, he's going to up it. But I want to stay on top of it because the Great Minnesota Fair is the second excuse that I have. I forgot my recorder on the day I was going to record, and it angered me, but I had to get to work, and I slept in one day. Basically, the whole podcast I want to talk about is the state fair. So, we are here. We're here. That's all that matters. And welcome you guys to the, passenger seat, riding passenger with Driving with Randy, me, Road Rage Randy. We're talking about the Minnesota State Fair, a state fair that I am honored to be employed by each and every year that it comes about. This year was technically my 9th year, but the fair considered it my 10th year because they closed during COVID. And I assume if you had continuous employment, I mean, we're technically contractors, but or seasonal workers, 12-day seasonal workers. But if you, they considered it if you worked the year before and the year after, the year in between, they just considered it good. So I got my 10-year pin. I got my 10-year recognition. Fucking awesome. I got a little, it's a little golden gopher. So I have a silver gopher that is my 5-year. My golden gopher, which is my 10-year, and then I have my MVP award, which is given out to 10 employees a year. It's nominated by supervisors. That one is super honorable. One of the ladies I work with, she's been there 53 years, and she was nominated on her 49th year. It is a prestigious award at the Great Minnesota Get Together. I'm honored to have that, and every year I just wait for the paperwork that says, will you come back and work 12 days of the fair? I just fucking love it. I fucking love the fair. I hate waking up at 5:30 this year. So I used to do 5:45, be out the door by 5:50, but they moved our employee lot this year, and the employee lot was fucking terrible. Absolutely horrendous. So they used to have, when I first started, they had an employee lot and a vendor lot, right? And what would happen is it would get too packed because all the vendors take up all the damn parking. And the state fair employees can't get parking then. Well, I was in the morning, so I never had a problem with that. So then what they did was they said, all right, vendors are going to a new lot, fair's going to this lot. And then what I noticed over the last couple years is that lot barely gets filled. Like, huh, I wonder what's going on here. Well, this year I've, under the assumption that something else happened. This is great. We actually just drove by the main gate to the Minnesota State Fair. That's fucking awesome. I didn't even plan that. It just came about. So they separated everything this year, or they moved everything once again. So State Fair employees are with vendors at the same lot. Now the issue is they used to have three buses for employees only. They'd have one waiting at each end. So one at the employee lot, one at the state fair. And then they'd have one floating in between. When the floater got there, the next one took off. So if there was passengers on it, they took off. It was awesome. I don't know how they did the vendors in the past, but basically what they did this year was they had two damn buses, and it was just whenever you're full, fucking go. I shit you not, the first 2 days, it probably took me an hour 15 to get to my car. Absolutely terrible. They kind of figured it out. It was kind of one of those things where if I got off at 3, they would have the bus driver was also getting off at 3, so then we had to wait for them to switch out. There was an instance of the bus running out of gas that it was a mess. But I love it. I got up at 5:30 this year because the vendor and employee lot was significantly further. I was out the door by 5:35. The second day of the fair, I overslept. I don't know if my alarm just didn't go off or if I slept through it. I woke up at 6:28. I was out the door by 6:30. So I lay everything out. I have my lunch all packed. I got out of bed and I fucking speed ran it. I was going so damn quick. My mom actually came out. She goes, she didn't say anything. I said, I overslept. I grabbed my shit and I just ran for the fucking car. Now, the reason I am a little, I was so worried about it is because, holy, use your blinker. The reason I was so worried about it is I start something at 7 o'clock every single day and I have to be done by 9 o'clock, and most days I'm getting done at like 8:30. So I have obligations that I have to get done in the morning as an assistant. So I was like scrambling. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm just as bad as all the other employees that show up late. I got on the phone right away. I called, it would have been like 6:33. I'm headed down the road and no answer. Like, all right, that's fine. She normally gets there. I said, I'll just call at 6:40. So I call at 6:40, boom, answer. I said, Mary, this is Road Rage Randy. I'm in the car. I'm on the way. I overslept. I am so fucking sorry. I showed, the bus took goddamn forever. I got there at 7:48. I clocked in and I said, I am so sorry. And they're like, we know you come from another job. You're fine. And it's the first time in 10 years, you know. Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I held myself to a little higher of a standard. It's a 12-day job. I feel like I can, you know, have a hell of a, I mean, I can work hard for 12 fucking days. Some of these people that they hired could not work hard for 12 days. Holy, what we got going on over here? There is something going on. We're kind of on the sketchy part of town. I don't know. I don't like being over here. It's kind of a sad part of town. I've seen this guy a couple of times. He doesn't have any legs, but he seems to make his way around. I actually did give him, when I went to the fair to do my pre-meeting, I actually gave him a $5 bill. I had a $5 bill. I figured the man needs some food. I wish I had food to give him so he didn't spend it on anything else, but he genuinely looked like he just needed some help. And he's headed into his tent, it looks like, for the night. Anyways, the state fair. So I overslept. Day one, I don't remember what happened. All I know is I fucking love my job. So early in the morning, my obligations are, I hop on a golf cart and I get to go hang some signs up. And let me tell you, whipping around in a fucking golf cart and there's, you know, 20,000 people out there, awesome. Fucking awesome is what it is. Now, they put a limiter on all the golf carts. They go about 17 miles per hour unless you have a kick-ass supervisor. Whew. I don't know if that car is next to me or not. If you have a kick-ass supervisor who rolls up and says, give me a transportation one. So we got a transportation cart. And the transportation carts are meant for the outside of the fair. The limiter is 20 miles per hour on those things. And I could tell the difference just driving, the difference between 17 and 20 miles per hour. And holy, those things are awesome. Now, they also disable the horn on all the carts because they don't want you being disrespectful. Unless you have a kick-ass supervisor that gets you a cart 11. Cart 11 has a horn on it and it goes 20 miles per hour, and I was the only, so there's four assistants and me and one of the other are the only two that know what to do, and I'm the only one of us two that has a license, so I get to drive the golf cart. It's so much fun. I have so much fun. They handed out a review actually on what we thought of our soups, etc. And I actually put, what'd you like the most? And I put golf cart zooming and the craziness. And then when they asked what I liked the least was unreliable coworkers, and I felt a lot of other people felt the same. I had some great people. I would love to see a couple of them back. Like some of them, you know, they like, generally good work ethic and just kick ass. Some of them, they wanted to do was make some money and get paid and not do jack fucking shit. And it showed. It really showed. Like if it wasn't a 12-day job, they'd be long gone if it was up to me. But basically, I get to just run around. Now, the first 2 days, Thursday, Friday, pretty cool. Saturday after the fair, I didn't have to go to my second job after, so I went on over to the state park and I got a run in. And I ran the Afton course, which is 25K, 2,000 feet of gain, and I actually did it right after work, the fastest I have ever done it. I ran a 2:11:56, which ended up being 8:22 per mile, which is pretty fucking gnarly for considering what's out there. So I'm super excited with that. I got a little chance to run. Basically, I think I had a 25 mile week in on a week that I suspected that I would get zero. So I'm pretty hyped about that. I get to meet up with people all throughout the fair. I met up with my parents. Oh my goodness. So I met up with my parents and they're complaining. They're complaining about everything. And I hung out with them for an hour. We actually did a, this was really cool. I think my dad had a lot of fun We did an excavator simulator. That was so much fun. Really hard to control, but my dad tried it and I think he had a lot of fun. Now my uncle, which I met with my uncle and my aunt later in the fair, they actually, my uncle went to, it's called like an adult sandbox, I guess. And it's basically unlicensed people get to try heavy duty equipment. So he got to try an excavator and I told him it's fucking hard. He said, it is, but you know, you get the hang of it eventually. I guess that sounds really cool. That sounds like a really cool adventure. But yeah, I departed with the parents, hung out with them for about an hour. I had some work I had to get done. And then I met up with a coworker later in the day. I said to him, you know, I met up with my parents and all they were doing was complaining. He goes, we're old. We all are old. All we do is complain. Just forget about it. Let them bitch about everything. I said, all right. You know what? You are right. I didn't say anything to my parents. Just, you know, yeah, whatever. I ended with, have fun, guys. Enjoy yourselves. And that's where I departed with him. I got to meet up with, I met up with so many coworkers. I met up with lots of family members. I met up with somebody I met on Counter-Strike Surf, actually. I met up with her the last day of the fair. So that was a fun time. I don't usually stay after my shift to actually genuinely enjoy the fair. And I don't know. That was a lot of fun. I got to just hang out with someone I've been talking to online for 3 years. I'd say we had a good time. It was a fun time. I enjoyed the fair. One of the highlights of the fair, there's actually two highlights of the fair, but one for sure, my like friend group went out there. I think it was the first Sunday. You know what? My run was on Sunday. The first Saturday is when I met up with my friends. And I hung out for maybe 2 hours. And we had this, so they'd been out there for a while. They'd been drinking. A friend comes up to me. His name's Dan. Dan says, Randy, you know, slurring a little bit. He says, I got this idea. I said, Dan, what is your idea? And he says, we're going to send Nick up in the sky ride there, and then we're going to chug a beer and we're going to race him to the other end. I'm like, all right, Dan, if we're going to do that, I need to start drinking. So I bought a couple drinks. I got started, and then I had my one for the ride. We waited with Nick in the line at the sky ride. We had it all planned out. Nick was going to call us, and the second he handed his ticket to the ticket taker, it was time for me and Dan to start drinking our beer. Now, this is Saturday. Saturdays are peak attendance, and this was at peak attendance hours, about 3, 4 o'clock. So we had to navigate, I believe it was 217,000 people was attendance. We had to navigate through all these people and make it to the end of the sky ride. Now, I knew how long the sky ride took, but I know the route. So I know that fairgrounds like the back of my hand. Someone says, hey, I'm out here. You know what I do? I say, tell me where you're at. They tell me either a food, a bench color, what's around you, and I will be there. Boom, 5 minutes, easy. So he called us up. My game plan was chug half the beer because I didn't want to run around with a beer splashing. My other friend, his game plan was just to chug the fucking thing. I'm like, all right, yeah, you go for it, Dan. So I chugged half of it and I slowly sipped the other half while we're going. So I yelled, Dan, pinch point. This is where there's lines. This is where it's going to get crowded. And then we got to one point, It's right along the grandstand. And I said, Dan, stay in the middle, stay in the middle. So there's some benches. And I'm yelling to them, we're running through the fucking fair with all these people. The middle, no one congregates there because it's just like wood chips and it's kind of like a smoking area. We haul ass. We made up some time. I said, all right, Dan, pinch point, and then we got a shortcut. So we navigated through a couple people. We made it to a shortcut. Now, the shortcut is when people got angry. One lady said, excuse me. One guy said, hey, no running. But we had a mission. We had to fucking beat Nick in the Skyride. And I said, Dan, all right, one more pinch point. And we're out right outside the food building, and a lot of people sit there to eat their food they just bought. You know, and we get there, we touch the fence. I'm not even close to out of breath. Dan was just huffing and puffing. Now, I gotta give Dan props. Dan is a biker. Dan bikes somewhere like 120, 150 miles a week, all right? This guy's in fucking shape. But this was closer to my sport. This was closer to trail running, the quick navigation, the technical skills. I had like a 139 heart rate. I ended up running, I think it was 10:22 pace. It was 0.34 miles, so it took like 3 minutes and 34 seconds to make it 0.3 miles. Fucking fantastic time. Like, actually one of the highlights of, I'd say, my entire 10-year journey. I had a great time. And then I just enjoyed the rest of the night, and I left about 7 o'clock. So I hung out for about 2 hours. Another thing that really got me excited, I'm going to conceal names here, but I had this boss that was my boss for a while, and she came into our office one day, and she said, Road Rage Randy, is my skirt too short? And did a little 360. I'm like, oh my Lord, have fucking mercy. No. It looked fucking great. I didn't say that. I said, nah, you good. She was just concerned it was a little unprofessional. I'm like, nah, you good. And then she said she'd come back on the last day and we'd go ride some rides again, and that's exactly what we went on the fucking Air Max. I don't know, that was definitely a highlight too. I think something that I really, really enjoy about the fair is it's usually the same operators on a lot of the midway rides, a lot of the attractions. It's the same main boss. So while you might have some employees that are new, the head guy in charge is always new. So, you know, I go up to like the ye old mill, and I knew the two managers in charge, the people in charge of payroll, all that fun stuff. And, you know, we talked, and, you know, we know each other. I've known them the past 10 years. So it's pretty awesome. You know, I'm walking by the Sky Glider. I says, Steve. And he's like, oh, hey there. How you doing this year? And, one of the inspectors, he owns the Midway or the Kidway Carousel, the Kidway Crazy Apple, and the Kidway something or other. And then he's got a couple down on the Midway. It's just great. I love it. I love meeting with those guys. They're super cool. And these are the kind of people that just get excited over the simpler things. Like, I talk to that inspector almost every morning, and one day he said, hey, the boys and I are going to go to Walmart tonight. We haven't been off the fairground since Thursday. I'm pretty excited. We're going to get some water. And I don't know. It just, that made me super happy. Like, he's getting excited over something super, super small. But I get it. Like, those guys, it's not an easy life. You know, you work 16-hour days for 12 days, and then you're off to the next event. He personally was off to a private event out in Michigan. Sounded really fucking cool. He called it a banquet. It's some kind of a private event for a town that they pay his company, and they go out, set up three rides for 3 days, and Pretty fucking cool. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I had some situations where I had to talk to some of the carnies. One guy, I just said, good morning. He said, good morning. I said, what are you off to next, or what's after the fair? And he's actually headed back to Mexico. And he said, I come up here to work for my daughter. She's the reason that I'm working. Gave this, you know, the cross, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, showed me a picture. I don't know, guy, just the carnies are always super fucking nice. They really are. Now, of course, some of them are, God, one guy was just racist as fuck. Like 2 minutes into meeting this guy and he's just being a racist little shit. I'm like, all right, time to carry on. And listen, I'm not like the kind of person that's like, oh shit, that might be racist. No, this guy's dropping words that should just start. There's no debate there. There was another guy dropping also words that just should not be said. But I don't know. I only talked to them for like 2 minutes. I ain't got no business talking to them. I talked to this Venezuelan girl. There's a lot of people that come up for this from Venezuela, I've noticed over the years. Now, the economy over in Venezuela is not very good. So they come out here, they make a lot of money, and head back home, and they're set for a little bit. I love it. I love talking to all these people, various people. I talk to a lot of guests. So one technique that I have, I always pick a shaded bench, a shaded table, and I sit there. Now, one guy can't take up the whole damn place, so often people will come up, sit next to you, say, you know, you mind if I sit here? You strike up a conversation and get to know someone in 5 seconds. Elevator pitch kind of a thing. That wasn't working too hot this year. I don't know what it was. So what I did was I adapted. I changed my technique. So what I did was I'm usually on the move, like go, 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 go. And I talked to my chiropractor 2 days ago. And he said, I saw you out at the fair. I said, yeah, you didn't say anything. He said, you look like you were on a mission. Like even my chiropractor knew I had somewhere to fucking be. So I decided when I wanted to talk to people, what I did was I slowed my pace down. Now I have a badge, I have a shirt, says staff. So I slowed my pace down. I put on a little, you know, like a smile, like, you know, approachable. I just tried to be approachable. I kid you not, the first time I tried that, I handed out 8 maps in an hour. Like I had 8, 9, 10 people coming up to me. It worked. So if I ever got lonely out there, that's what I did to strike a conversation. Just they struck it with me. And I know, like I said, I know that place. One guy, God. So one guy said, can I stop you for 2 minutes? I said, sure. He said, so I'm looking for the ballpark cafe. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I should know where that is. I'm just thinking. I'm like, I got a map here. Let's take a look at it. I said, it's not on the map. I said, can you tell me like why specifically you're going there? And he said, they have this beer that's only sold there, the mini donut beer. I said, mini donut beer right here, right this spot right here. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna go over this road and you're gonna go straight down and it's on the left. If you get to this place, too far. It's right across from Prono Pub Stand. And I just like right there knew. Boom, pow, I can help this guy. And it actually genuinely bothered me if someone asked me a question and I didn't know the answer. I was taking tickets out at one of the places and she said, how long has this been around? And I knew the answer because last year I didn't know the answer. So I just love the idea of being a walking information booth. I love that place. It definitely pisses me off how shit some of the employees are. I did put on my review that the pay is just not worth it. Now, I say that, but the fair does do me a solid. They accommodate me in the fact that I have to go to my other job, but I work a full day. They will pay me a full day regardless if I'm there. So, you know, fucking grateful for that. The lady that is my boss, she actually comes out to my area during the winter and does some seasonal work. I hope I see her around. She's technically on the same level as me, but I look to her as a superior. She's been there 53 years. I have her phone number. Gonna make sure I stay in contact with her. A big reason for that is one of the guys that I've spent, he hit, last year was 5 years for him, I believe. We actually got news that he had passed away, and he actually lived in my town. And my last contact with him, I was running late for work. I saw him at the gas station and I didn't say anything to him. So that kind of sucks. I missed him just by a hair. And turns out he ended up passing away, so he didn't get to work with us this year. But we know Jim was looking down on us. That guy was always great sense of humor. He loved the fair, I would say, just as much as me, you know. Going out to it, he loved working at the giant slide. So full of life. He took in one of the kids that he was very troublesome for a couple days. And he took him under his wing and kind of showed him the ropes and, you know, been like a mentor of sorts. And I just think he was a great person, and we definitely missed him this year at the fair. I'm not ending on that kind of a note. Holy God, what else happened at the fair? There was so much. It was so fun. I'm sure I'll have more stories as the you know, the podcast progresses. I kind of want to make up to you guys the fact that I kind of shit the bed for 3 weeks and just didn't make a podcast. So I'm gonna try and do something to make up for that. I know people missed me. I had people just, where the fuck are you? Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. I'm enjoying myself. This was super fun to record. I have like 3 weeks of, God, whatever went down in my life, I got like 3 weeks of content coming up. I finished some podcasts that had very interesting topics. I finished a book. I've been super, super busy, but I've been on the grind, and it's definitely beneficial. God, I was so overwhelmed earlier today, and I talked with this person, and she said, just take things one step at a time. Everything's going to be good. And I took a little breather, and odd. I think leading up to the fair, I had no weekends to myself, and I'm not going to have like a weekend without anything until the beginning of October. And even that is questionable because I want to go cheer on one of my friends if he runs the Twin Cities Marathon, which I believe is the first weekend in October. I really look forward to a weekend where there's nothing. I love being busy, but it's definitely working so damn much and not having much free time. Took a toll on my thought process, at least. I'm worn out. Need a little mental break. So I'm still getting my runs in, still trying to maintain my obligations. Just need a day of nothing where I can just go walk in the forest or something and breathe in some air. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you guys very much for tuning in to this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed the experience of my fair life. I hope to see you guys out at the fair. If you've never been to the Minnesota State Fair, please come. It's so fun. I know it was a hectic year, but I more than likely will be back for an 11th year. I just keep signing the papers. Like, the last day I was ready to just fucking throw in the towel and say, I'm just never coming back. I got my 10-year pin, but we're now 3 days removed from the fair, and I'm willing to say I probably will be back next year. I get over things pretty damn quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning into the podcast. Venmo, PayPal, link is in the description below. Make sure to leave a review. I'll try to get the podcast out every Friday, Central Time, 1 p.m. You guys know the drill. I hate not following through with that kind of a thing. This is something I do genuinely care about, and I want to make sure I continue it, because you guys, as the passengers that tune in each and every week, I know you're looking for something to listen to. And I want to thank you guys very much for riding along with me this week. And I hope to see you back next week. If I don't, well, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace.